I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Long time no chat. Of course, Jared Allen used to harass quarterbacks for the Kansas City Chiefs from 2004 to 2007. You were also part of that NFC Championship Panther team, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
And now doing what?
Just pretty much living retired life, but I run in my foundation, Jared Allen's Home for Wounded Warriors, and we own Bucking Bulls. That buck in the PBR, and you know, stock contracting and trying to build houses for wounded veterans coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Wow, that is awesome and fits right in with what we do at KFKF with Summer of Freedom. In fact, last year with Trace Atkins' help, we raised money for the Wounded Warriors. So we're right on the same page there.
Oh, we appreciate it. You know, anybody that helps raise money for our military women and or any great cause. You know, I did a lot of work with JDRF back in the day in Kansas City, and so many great causes out there. But the military hits home coming from a military family. My grandfather, my brothers, uncles, and all that stuff serve. Trying to do our part, you know, trying to serve those who serve us and make it possible to have all of our daily freedoms that we enjoy so much.
Well, we're talking to Jared Allen, former Chiefs great, and you are tied in somehow to the PBR. PBR is coming to town this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Tell us how you're tied in with the PBR.
So, yeah, I actually got started with them through my foundation, and I got to see what PBR was all about, and I came from the Western world of horses, so I didn't even know that there was all these buck and bull competitions. I had a guy out in Minnesota that actually donated a bull to my foundation, and that's how I got started, and as a yearling, and so the winnings went to my foundation, and we got into the PBR, and they became supporters of my foundation, and so I started, then I got competitive, so then I started buying buck and bulls, and then, of course, I wanted to have the biggest, baddest bulls. The big thing is they've been so great to our foundation, supported us for the last 3-4 years, and now they got their Celebrate America campaign, which we're a recipient of that as well, along with some other foundations and stuff like that. But it's great. It's just been a great partnership, and it's allowed me to have fun and experience a new side of the Western life that I didn't know really existed. I think many people look at bull riding like I did and just thought it was just a cowboy jumping on a farm animal, so to speak. And when I found out that, I mean, it is really the clash of two athletes. I think that's what the coolest thing is. You know, we train our bulls. It's really cool to see all the energy and effort that goes in to get them to perform. And then, you know, we have one of our bulls, Magic Train. You literally can go and scratch his back, rub his head. But when he gets in that chute, I mean, he knows it's game time.
Well, you talk about the bull being gentle and all that. They're gentle until you wrap something around their nether regions and pull. I mean,
you know what? So that's another misnomer there. The rope flank, so to speak, really only enhances what they're already going to do. Some like a little more pull, some like a lighter pull. Some you just, I mean, barely just put it on there, right? Just so they can feel it. It's kind of like putting your helmet on, you know? I mean,
yeah.
We all know how to play football, but you know, you come Sunday, you get your pads on, you know, it's a little extra game time, you know, get a little extra juice going.
I wouldn't like it. I don't think you would either, though, right?
No. It's not around the junk. It's more their flank, which is called their.
It's not around the junk.
Like a jock strap goes kind of on the side of your junk and it wraps around your groin right there. That's really what it is.
I'm wearing one right now. I wear one every morning for the show here just to strap it on and say I did it.
Hey, you know what? I think more people should wear jock straps.
We're talking to Jared Allen, talking PBR, former Chiefs great. Nice to hear from you. Come back and see us in Kansas City sometime, okay?
Oh, absolutely. And again, go out, check out the PBR. Great Saturday, Sunday, great event, and help support everybody they support. I appreciate it.